You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following Lutheran Hour sermon was presented by Dr. Dale A. Meyer. It's titled, Satan Is, God Is Greater. And now here's Dr. Meyer.
Do you believe that there's a devil? I'm talking about a personal being who himself is evil and who spreads evil in our world. Call him the devil, call him Satan. He's been given many names over the centuries. Do you believe that there is a devil? A man named C.S. Lewis had been a skeptic when it came to Christianity, but in time he became both a believer and a highly regarded Christian author. In his famous work, The Screwtape Letters, C.S. Lewis says this, "There are two equal and opposite errors into which our race can fall about the devils. One is to disbelieve in their existence. The other is to believe and to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in them." Now, maybe you don't believe that Satan exists. After all, that seems so out of keeping with our enlightened age. Or, as Lewis said, maybe the opposite is true. Maybe you believe in Satan in an excessive way. Let me tell you what the Bible says about Satan. The Bible says Satan is. You know how it is when your children question you all the time? Why, they constantly ask. How come, they're always saying. And maybe you answer, that's just the way it is. Well, the Bible tells us that Satan is. The Bible doesn't waste any ink wondering whether or not there is an evil agent at work in this world. The Bible, the Word of God, isn't about theoretical discussions of good and evil. The Bible simply accepts the fact that Satan, this evil agent, exists. It's that way in the very first book of the Bible, Genesis. The serpent tempts Adam and Eve to sin. The serpent's never called Satan, but it's obvious that's who the serpent is. In the New Testament book of 2 Peter, we're told that Satan and his cohorts once were good angels who rebelled against God. Today, they continue to be in rebellion against their Creator. Beyond that, the Bible doesn't tell us too much about the origins of Satan and evil. No, the Bible simply tells us that Satan is. What the Bible does tell us, at much greater length, is that Satan is dangerous, deadly dangerous, to you. Listen to some of the things the Bible teaches about him. Satan is a spirit. When you hear the word Satan, you may picture a sinister-looking character with a black cape, horns, and a pitchfork. Satan doesn't look like that because Satan doesn't look. Satan and his cohorts have no bodies. That means they're dangerous because you can't see them. Satan is powerful. Ephesians 6:12 says, "We are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against the powers, against the authorities, against the rulers of this dark world, against the evil spirits that are in the heavens." Satan is knowledgeable about God and Christianity. James 2:19 says, "You believe that God is one? That's fine. The demons also believe." Satan is shrewd. 2 Timothy 2:26 says that the devil traps people into doing what he desires. Satan is a murderous liar. John chapter 8, verse 44, "From the beginning he has been murdering people and has not stayed in the truth, because there is no truth in him." Whenever he tells a lie, he is telling it from his heart, because he is a liar and the father of lies. Satan and his cohorts are numerous. In Mark 6, 9, the devil tells Jesus, "My name is Legion, because we are many." They're all over the place, and they're not very far from you right now. I hope you're not just sitting there thinking, "Nice, fundamental religious instruction, Dr. Meyer." There's one more thing about Satan that you need to know. Satan has claimed every man, woman, and child as his own, and that includes you. Paul calls Satan the god of this age in 2 Corinthians. John calls him the prince of this world in John 14. Satan has a kingdom, and every person born into this world is born as a citizen of his evil kingdom. Every little, seemingly innocent baby that is born, including you many years ago, is born a citizen of Satan's kingdom, a kingdom that is opposed to God. Satan is. And that's a terrifying fact. So now, what are you supposed to do? Cower in fear? See a devil around every corner? No way. Satan is. But the great good news for you today is that God is greater. You can be confident, just as Martin Luther was bold in the face of Satan. Though devils all the world should fill, he says, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill, they shall not overpower us. This world's prince may still scowl, fierce as he will, he can harm us none. He's judged, the deed is done, one little word can fell him. The one little word of confidence that can fell Satan is the gospel. The good news of Jesus Christ, the conqueror of sin and death and Satan. As terrible as Satan is in his power and cunning, he's inferior to our triune God. The good news of God is able to take every man, woman, and infant out of the kingdom of Satan and into the kingdom of God's Son, Jesus Christ. And what a great kingdom God's kingdom is. What a life-changing experience it is to move by faith into this wonderful kingdom. This kingdom of God is a joyous place to be, filled with the hope and confidence that comes only from Jesus Christ. Satan's kingdom is a place where blame and guilt and the unbearable burden of sin oppress life. In God's kingdom, that burden of sin is lifted from every man, woman, and child who knows by faith the forgiveness of sins lavished upon the world in the crucified and risen Jesus Christ. This kingdom of God is a kingdom of life, abundant life now and life hereafter in heaven. But Satan's kingdom is a depressingly dark place to be. When you live in Satan's kingdom, your death will usher you into hell. When the Holy Spirit brings the kingdom of God into your heart, and he does that through the good news of Jesus Christ, your Savior, then you can face death calmly, trusting in Jesus, your Savior's words, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Satan is, but oh, our triune God is so much greater. Jesus made this exact point many times during the years he was visibly on earth. Matthew recounts one such instance in the 12th chapter of his gospel. Matthew says, "At that time, some people brought to Jesus a man who had a demon which made him blind and unable to speak. Jesus healed him so that he could talk and see. The people were all amazed and said, 'Certainly this fellow isn't the son of David, is he?' When the Pharisees heard this, they said, 'He can drive out the demons only with the help of Beelzebul, who rules over the demons.'" The word Beelzebul is one of the many names given to Satan. The Pharisees accused Jesus of being in cahoots with Satan, with Beelzebul. Matthew continues the story. "Since he knew what they were thinking, Jesus said to them, 'Every kingdom divided against itself is ruined, and every town or home divided against itself will not stand. If Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? Now if Beelzebul helps me drive out the demons, who helps your sons drive them out? Therefore, your sons themselves will be your judges. But if the Spirit of God helps me drive out the demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you. Jesus is making a common sense observation. If he were in cahoots with Satan, why then would he perform miracles that were a direct attack upon the kingdom of Satan? That makes no sense. Jesus did attack the kingdom of Satan, and he did it so that he might free you and everyone born into this world from Satan's deadly reign of terror. When you are known by Jesus Christ, and when you know Jesus Christ is your Savior, you can be confident before the terrible power of Satan. With faith in Christ, as he is so wonderfully presented in God's Word, the Bible, you can acknowledge the presence of evil beings, and you can also acknowledge that presence with a conquering joy. The believer in Jesus knows that Satan is a loser. When Jesus threw demons out from the people, he was getting ready for a climactic victory over Satan. That climactic victory came when Christ ended Satan's reign of terror by his crucifixion and resurrection. Hebrews 2:14 says that Jesus took on flesh and blood to be like us, so that by his death he might take away all the power of him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and thus he might free those who were subjected to slavery all their lives by their fear of death. Put your faith in Jesus. Learn the great good news of God as it's laid out in the pages of the Bible, and you'll see Satan collapse before you more quickly than the Soviet Union fell apart. A story is told that the family of Dr. Luther had a maid who was named Elizabeth. Elizabeth decided to quit her employment with the Luther family, despite the objections of the good doctor. So she went out, got involved in all kinds of evil, leaving God and holy living far behind. 1 Peter 5 says, "Keep a clear head and watch. Your enemy, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Be strong in your faith and resist him." Well, Elizabeth didn't resist, and Satan got her. In time, Elizabeth became sick, seriously sick, and also she became depressed. She wanted to see Luther, so he came. Elizabeth told him that she was very sorry for what she had done, and her greatest sorrow, she said, was that she had given her soul to the devil. "That's nothing," replied Luther. "Listen, if you had given away all my clothes to a stranger when you were still in my service, would that have been a valid transaction?" Elizabeth answered, "No." "Well," said Luther, "thus it is here. Your soul does not belong to the devil, but to Jesus, your Lord. You cannot give away what does not belong to you. Go, therefore, to your Lord, and ask him to receive again what belongs to him. But cast the sin you have committed back on the devil, because that belongs to him." Elizabeth, the maid, did exactly what Luther advised. She gave her sins back to the devil, and she found peace and calm and confidence in her Savior Jesus. Satan is, but God is greater. Don't give Satan a victory. Don't ignore him. But don't be intimidated by him either. He exists. You've got to know that. But don't you be timid and fearful. For as terrible as Satan is, the God who conquered him is greater. Amen.
Hope you've enjoyed this message. The Lutheran Hour is a listener-supported ministry of the International Lutheran Layman's League.